How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've joined us for the broadcast this week. And we left off last time here in John chapter 4, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse number 10. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The Lord said to this woman, a Samaritan woman, here at the well there at Sychar, the Lord must needs go through Samaria. He says to her, Give me to drink. She says, she wants to talk about other things. So she talks about the strife between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Lord doesn't care about that. The value of the soul and the necessity of this woman and her soul needing to be saved, that's what's important to the Lord. He must needs go through Samaria. He must needs come to her. The Lord just, I say this tongue in cheek, luckily just met her there at the well. No, it was not luck. He knew that she came to the well at noontime. He knew that she came to the well at the most inopportune time of the day, the hottest part of the day, evidently, or we believe, to avoid people. Because of her reputation and such, but the Lord was there to meet her. The disciples are down in Samaria getting some food, and so it's just her and the Lord there, and he says, Give me to drink, and she says, Are you going to take water at my hand? He says, Well, if you knew who I was, you knew the gift of God, you'd ask a drink of me. You'd ask of some living water. The woman says to him, The well's deep, and you don't have anything to draw with. Are you greater than Jacob, who gave us the well and dug the well and gave it to us and all that? How are you going to get water out of the well? Verse 13, as I mentioned in the last broadcast or the one before that, the Lord Jesus Christ always takes sinners to their need. The Lord Jesus Christ always takes us, in spite of our distraction and our thinking that other things are important and thinking that other things are the way that we can have life and other things need to be dealt with. The Lord Jesus Christ is always taking this woman here to her need. Verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. He's making a distinction. He's saying, Woman, I'm not talking about the water in this well. I'm talking about another source of water. But whosoever, verse 14, drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The Lord says, I've got water that doesn't come out of an earthen well. I've got water that I will give you. And when I give you that water, and isn't that interesting how the Lord is saying that? He's the one that gives the water. That's the whole thing. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is not a recipe, or it's not a potion. Salvation is not just some chant that we say, and once we say these few words, then boom, we're saved. No, salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, whosoever drinketh this water is going to be thirsty again. You and I know that. Right here in recording the broadcast, I've got a cup of water here with me. You know, and I'll drink that cup of water, but a little bit later on in the day, I'm going to need some more. I'm going to need some more water. And tomorrow, I'll need some more water. And the next day, I'll need some more water. This woman, she's just dealing with what she's got in front of her. As we said earlier, she's just doing the best she can. But the best she has is not good enough. The Lord doesn't honor or respect that. What this woman needs is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's taking her to that. Oh, if you're under the hearing of my voice and you've heard these broadcasts, you've heard this portion of Scripture, understand, don't be distracted by all the things of the world and what you think is important. Understand that what your soul and what you need you need forgiveness of your sins, you need everlasting life from the Lord Jesus Christ, and you need Him. You need the gift of the Lord given to you. You need the salvation of your soul by Him. He says, you drink this water out of this well, you're going to get thirsty again. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never be thirsty again. But the water, verse 14, that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You need to go to Jesus, not the pastor, not the church, not the priest, not the mama, not the daddy, not the grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, our best friends. None of them can provide and give everlasting life. One must go to Jesus. Remember how the Lord says, if you knew the gift of God in verse 10 and who it was that saith to thee, give me to drink, you would have asked, thou would have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. You need to go to the Lord. You need to go to the Lord with your sin and your soul. He says, you drink of this well, you're going to get thirsty. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst. And it'll be a spring of water within. Verse 15, what's the woman's reply? The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She says, I'm for it. I would be glad. I would be thankful to have a source of water that I would never have to come up here to this well and draw out again. She's having to do it. It's necessary for her to do so, to come and draw water. And she's saying, oh, if I could just have a source of water that I never had to come and draw again, that would be wonderful. That would be, oh, so great. Verse 16, she's still thinking fleshly. She's still thinking earthly. She's still thinking about getting out of her work. That's what she's thinking about. If I just wouldn't have to traipse up here anymore, carry this pitcher, and draw water and carry it back down to the city and maybe make a couple trips a day, whatever the situation is, she says, sir, give me this water that I thirst not. That'd be good not to ever be thirsty again, neither come hither to draw. She still doesn't understand, but praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ takes her and directs her to her need. Listen to what the Lord says. Verse 16, Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. He says, I want you to do something. She says, I want this water that I won't be thirsty again, and I won't have to come back up here to draw. He says, go call your husband and come back here. Well, that seems kind of strange. What would her husband have to do with her receiving water that she wouldn't be thirsty again, and her not having to come up there to that well, Jacob's well, and draw the water again? What would her husband have to do with anything? Well, see, we need to deal with our sin before the Lord. This woman has an interest in the water that she won't have to draw and that she'll never be thirsty for again. She wants that kind of water, she says. But the thing is she wants to... She needs to deal with her sin. And that's what the Lord has taken her to. He's once again directing her to where she needs to be. He says, call thy husband and come hither. Verse 17, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. Verse 18, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. So she says, I don't have a husband. He said, well, you're right. You don't have a husband. And that's the point. That's the reason the Lord has said what he has said. You don't have a husband. You've well said it. Because see, what's the problem? She's living with a man that she's not married to. In the modern day vernacular, she's shacked up. You know what? The Lord doesn't approve of it. Don't ever think that this is the Lord's approval of a man and a woman living together that's not married to one another. It's not his approval. What he's done is he's asked the questioner, told her, given her instruction to bring her to a point to show her that he knows about her sin and that she acknowledge her sin before him. She says, he says, go get your husband and come back. She says, I don't have a husband. Says, well, the Lord says, you're right. You've not lied. Thou hast well said, I have no husband. But then in verse 18, he says, you've had five husbands. And the indication is that she's a woman that has been adulterous. Those that married her were adulterous too. It's not, we don't get the sense that these men have died and then she's married another. But that she has gone from man to man to man to man. She's been a loose woman. Those men that have had to do with her have been loose men. They're not out of the realm of responsibility in this either. But the Lord's dealing with her. He says, you've had five husbands. And besides that, he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. It's a terrible thing in our world where men and women decide to live together, shack up, and live in a relationship that is reserved by God Almighty for marriage. That's what the Lord has ordained, is for a man and a woman to live together in the vows of matrimony, the first institution, the family, the home, marriage, made by the Lord Jesus, made by God there in the Garden of Eden, before even sin. The Lord created the institution of marriage for the propagation of the race, for the having of children, continuance of mankind, for the intimate relationship between a man and a woman that's to be there in the guise and the institution of marriage and marriage alone. The Lord says in the scripture that he's going to judge adulterers and whoremongers, that the Lord is going to judge those are sin against him. And that's what this woman was guilty of. Yet the Lord came to her. He came to her where she was at. He's going to work a work in her. He's going to save her soul. But she's going to need to see her sin first, and that the Lord knows her sin. Listen, if you're here under the hearing of my voice, understand the Lord knows all about your sin. You're not hiding anything from God. We have a tendency to think we can hide things from God. You can't hide anything from God. He already knows. He knows even the thought of your heart. You need to see your sin. The Lord knows all about it already. That's the reason that the Lord Jesus Christ came in the beginning of his ministry, preaching that sinners are to repent of their sins before him, to acknowledge their wickedness and their sin before God, the one that we've sinned against, and to trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to repent and believe the gospel. Yes, I am a sinner, Lord. Yes, I am guilty of sinning against you and you alone, as David said. I've sinned against you, and I am sorry for my wickedness and my sin. I deserve hell and the lake of fire forever. But you've made a promise that sinners like me can be saved by repenting and believing in your Son. And Lord, I believe, I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came, he lived, and he suffered, bled, and died, was buried, and rose again for me. If thou believest with thine heart that the Lord Jesus Christ came and fulfilled this for you, trust in him, believe in him, we urge you and pray that you will. I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth, and farewell till next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.